Look, November 3rd is just around the corner. You have a very important decision to make. This country is in shambles, and who's going to bring us back together? Just like you, I'm not pleased with the choices given to me on who's going to lead this country to the promised land. Why do I have to choose between one old guy who's accused of inappropriately touching women or some other old guy who's accused of grabbing women by their pussies when I could vote for an old man who's been convicted of inappropriate sexual contact with young women? That's why I'm voting Jeffs, Warren Jeffs. Why should I choose a lesser evil?
Family Home Evening with Bad Mormons is responsible for the contents of this message.
I'm Warren Jeffs, and I approve this message, little darling.
Welcome, everybody, to the very first mini episode of Family Home Evening with Bad Mormons. You're here with Mandy.
Charlotte.
Tiffany. Tiffany!
And?
Courtney!
Together, we've done a lot of stupid shit, and we're going to tell you a story about one of those times.
But in mini in fashion.
In a smaller amount of time than the hour you usually spend with us. We thought it'd be fun to tell you about the time that we went on a road trip. The road trip that is brought to you by Meat Tent. I think I just jumped into that too quick. Road trip stories brought to you by Meat Tent. For all your meat needs. For all your tent needs.
100,000 coyotes, can't be wrong.
I have a whole photo album dedicated to that road trip, by the way.
Perfect, then we'll have plenty of stuff to put onto the internet.
So we flew to Vegas. Somehow we left and got in a car sober enough to drive.
Yeah, when you're on a road trip.
A minivan.
A minivan, right?
It was a minivan.
That's true.
And we had also flown out our camping equipment because we wanted to be able to camp at like some places.
That's right. Camping in the coldest. You wouldn't think Arizona would be cold. I remember that one night we ended up sleeping in the car and turning the heat on because it was so cold.
Was it October?
I don't know.
Maybe we just thought that since most of Arizona is like a desert and everything, that it's like warm like all year round. But I do recall like our we landed, we got into the minivan, and then we drove to our first place that we were going to camp. And it was cold. And also, ride by a railroad track.
I almost forgot about that. That did not make for a restful sleep.
Did it sound like knives next to your head?
Like Freddy Krueger knives?
Yeah.
I can't believe that I got that out of the words that you said. I can't believe I just pulled that image out of your brain.
It's because you know me so well. I was going to say, very short, we went camping in Doheny, and it's right next to the train tracks, and I don't normally smoke pot, but I smoked a little bit, and I was like, okay, I'm too stoned to be awake now, so I just went straight to the tent and laid down, and a train was going by, and it was like, slice, 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 slice. I was like, fucking Freddy Krueger, because it's the only thing that scares me to this day, and then I had to remind myself I was high.
And that's the mini-sode. Thanks for stopping by, everyone.
So you guys were next to some railroad tracks.
I don't remember where, because we went through, so basically our road trip was we went through Arizona, New Mexico, and then like a little bit of Texas. I can't remember if we went on the top first and then came back around the south, or if we went south first and then came back around the north.
What part of Texas?
It was just a tiny little corner.
We didn't stay in Texas. We just drove through. But we, from what I remember, we had landed in Vegas and we had like kind of gone south, like we went down because like the potted meat episode that you're talking about happened in
Death Valley.
It happened in Death Valley, and so that was like a big circle that we had done and wound up like Death Valley was the I think like one of the last nights I think. Like we stayed there, and then we spent the night in Vegas before we flew out. So that was like the end of our trip.
That's right. It was Carlsbad Caverns, and we went through Santa Fe, and we went to Roswell, New Mexico.
Nice.
I still tell people to this day I've never been to Texas because we only, like, went through a corner of it.
Because Carlsbad Caverns in Texas, right?
No, that was in New Mexico.
Say El Paso is the same. It's closer to California than it is the other side of Texas.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Mm. So, yeah, if you're in El Paso, you're closer to California than you are the other side of Texas because Texas is that fucking big.
Damn, right? Texas, you crazy.
Brought to you by El Paso.
I think that was El Paso. Because there's a big, that's right on the border of Juarez,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so then we saw that. Because we actually almost went to Mexico by accident.
Scary. Especially Juarez.
It was this trip that we were on was mentioned in a previous episode where we had built the beer can pyramid to keep us safe at a hotel.
Yes, yes, yes. That's the one.
This trip we also saw Billy the Kid's grave, and we saw is it the Petrified Desert or something?
Oh yeah, Petrified
Forest. We saw a lot of amazing things.
Yeah, my favorite fucking part about that was not the potted meat. Which you might think it would be, but it's not. The Carlsbad Caverns, to this day, like, that's some of the coolest shit I've ever seen.
They have, like, cenotes and shit?
But it's giant underground system of caves. It goes, like, 17 miles or something crazy. Sure. It's huge.
Sorry, what did you call it?
A cenote?
Cenote.
Stalactite?
No. Charlotte's talking about the cenotes, like, in the Yucatan Peninsula, which is, like, kind of, like, cave systems that fill with water and you can swim in them and stuff.
And they've got these little, like, I don't know, it's almost, like, drippy, like...
That's a stalactite.
Oh, okay. Stalactites, that is what I'm talking stalagmites. About. So, you're right. Way to be a bitch.
You're both right, girls.
No, I'm right.
Yeah, that shit was cool. And I have a funny picture in my photo album, which we'll put on the Instagram, of a lot of those rock formations looking like boobies and butts and penises, and Courtney posing next to some. Actually, all of us posing next to them.
You're going to have to get my permission for that.
Don't worry, it's very flattering.
Okay, so I totally thought I had misheard potted meat, but you're gonna have to tell me what that is.
So the way the potted meat, like, comes into the picture is before we got to our campground, we were traveling with it was me, Tiffany, Mandy, and her boyfriend at the time. And we got to a grocery store, and he was going to stay out in the car. Tiffany and I were already in teams. So it's just like, you know, Tiffany and I were one team, Mandy and her boyfriend were another team, and you would drive in shifts. And so I would always take the early shift and drive so me and Tiffany could drive and they could, like, you know, like, relax or something like that. And then they would have the evening shift so Tiffany and I could drink.
Right. Smart. You're smart.
In the back seat. And, you know, get the pre-party going on and everything. And so we get to this, like, supermarket or something like that to get our supplies for the evening, our party supplies and everything. And I asked Mandy's boyfriend, and I was like, hey, is there anything that you want me to get you inside? And he said, surprise me. Surprise, surprise. You get potted meat product. It was a can of, like, you know, it doesn't even, like, specify what type of meat it is. It's a conglomeration of different kinds of meats, and I'm just like, here you go.
It's got a spam type of consistency and form to it.
Okay.
But it's also kind of, it's tasty. It's definitely a sticker, you know. It's a smear, you know.
So, yeah, funny joke, haha, we laugh, potted meat. No one's ever seen that before. That's weird.
Why do they need to mechanically separate the chicken is what I wondered.
That really stuck with you, huh, Tiff?
It sure did. We do go to Death Valley, and we find this, like, little area where we park our minivan, we set up our tent, and then at that point in time, we think it's a great idea to take mushrooms. we had brought a bunch of mushrooms with us, and the way that we had snuck them on the plane was that we had taken plain, like, veggie caps, like empty veggie,
oh, you know, like, smart
vegetable capsules and crammed mushrooms in them and then stuck them in a pill bottle like they were a regular vitamin or something. And that's how we got them to California with us. And that's how we took them, so we didn't have to eat them because mushrooms taste like garbage.
I don't remember, Mandy, did you take mushrooms or had you passed out already?
No, I took the mushrooms too, but for some reason I didn't get high. Like, I got a little high, and then I was like, eh, and then I got super tired way before everybody else, and I didn't get that high, and I went to bed.
In a tent.
Well, before I went to bed, too, I remember us, like, I'd gotten a little bit high or whatever. I certainly didn't get the same, like, because we didn't, like, powder the mushrooms or anything. We just kind of, like, broke them apart and shoved them in there. So, like, the psychoactive compound, the psilocybin, grows in different concentrations on different parts of the mushroom. So I have a feeling I just got a piece that wasn't as, you know, whatever, saturated.
Right.
But I do remember, like, we'd gotten a little high and silly, and we were, like, we would flash the flashlights out into the desert where the, you know, sagebrush is, and you could just see all these eyes.
Oh, freaky.
So you could see all these, like, animals coyotes. Out there, coyotes and whatever. And so we were playing this game where we would, like, turn the flashlight off and we would go as far as we dared out into the desert, and then we would run back. And it wasn't very far, you know what I mean? But it was, like, scary and
kinda
freaky. Kind
of reminds me of Pee Wee Herman's Big Adventure.
Exactly. Okay. Yes. Exactly. So, yeah, we did that for a while, and then I just wasn't feeling it. I came down pretty quick, and then I was like, I'm going to go to bed. I'm going to go to bed early. And so I went and crawled in the tent and fell asleep. I'm not sure what happened. I think maybe you guys might have a better idea of what happened after that.
Friend wasn't either. We decided to continue. We had a lot of beer. We drank a lot of beer. We had the potted meat product, and we kept on seeing, like, the coyotes in the background, like, you know, like running around and everything. And normally I would be, like, really freaked out, but I was really happy and I was really drunk, and Tiffany was there. And we decided at one point that we wanted to see the coyotes a little bit closer. So we took the potted meat product, and basically the way that it went was, like, the van was, like, and we were partying in the van, which was parked in a parking spot. And then, like, you walk forward, there's, like, a little grill and a picnic table if, like, you want to barbecue and, like, you know, sit at a picnic table. And then the tent was set up after that. So we smeared a bunch of potted meat onto the grill of the barbecue. And then I went and sat in the van and, you know, cracked more beers and giggled. Ah, oh, my God, let's see what happens. Sure enough, we get a little coyote action. We're just like, oh my God, this is so cool. And anyway, like, we made a noise or something and it scared away the coyotes, and we wanted to figure out a way to get more coyotes to come and hang out with us. So we took the rest of the potted meat, smeared more of it on top of that barbecue grill, the picnic table, and then we smeared it all over the grill of the van that we were partying in. It's like sitting there, like, really quiet, like everybody crack your beer, okay, now shh. And
you mentioned that you're in the safety of the metal van, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think that the van even had airbags. I think airbags were a thing back then. We were very safe.
Oh, you know who wasn't
your
safe?
Your boyfriend and Tiffany. We were very safe.
You weren't in a tent. You weren't in a tent outside. Okay, go on.
Oh, is Mandy in a tent outside? Let's just, good.
Let's just say Polly Passout wasn't safe. But anyway, all of, like, there was a big swarm of coyotes that are, like, you know, like coming up to the grill of the van, and, like, our jaws are just, like, open. It's like, oh my God, there's so many of them, and they're circling the tent. We're just like, oh my God, Mandy would be so pissed. Anyway, like, you can only, you know, eventually we started to come down and, you know, decided to open the doors, which kind of scared the coyotes away a little bit.
Didn't you actually put it on the tent?
What's that?
Didn't you actually, like, put the meat on the tent?
I don't think so.
No.
Oh. That would have ruined the tent.
Okay. Too far. I'm glad we had this conversation.
That was our tent. that was our tent. That was not our car. we wouldn't do anything like that. But I do remember us getting into the tent and going to bed, and I was wearing earplugs, and I remember you kicking me at like 6 o'clock in the morning, you know, like, and like I wake up and I look at you and you're like giving me this like motion, like, pull out your earplugs. And
we like are bright, surrounded
like next to our heads, like we were still good surrounded Lord. By coyotes, and I was just like, oh man, this totally sucks. we eventually were I think all of us were awoken by the sound of like crows and other like birds and varmints like trying to pick the grill of the barbecue clean of Old Potted Meat and the front. In the front of the
I cannot believe I've never heard the story, and I cannot believe you guys aren't dead.
Yeah.
Cordy and I would have been fine.
We hopped in the van, and eventually we told Mandy, you know, like, oh, you know what we did last night? And she was really, really pissed at us, and she got really, really drunk. And then the next day, when we had to take the van back to the rental car place, she puked out of the window. And her boyfriend, also at the time, made it clear that we had to we have to go and wash the van. Like, we had to take it to a car wash and wash it and vacuum it and everything like that before we turned it in. I was like, no, I think that's like what renting a car is like all about. Like, you rent it, you use it, and then you drop it off, and then they clean it up, and then they send it off to the next person. It's just like, normal people don't fucking want it to be. Like, there's a lot of shit that goes down in rental cars, man, you know, but, you know.
Yeah, I wonder if anyone who's listening rented that van after we did.
That's what that was.
So, camping in the desert, brought to you by Potted Meat.
No, meat tent.
Brought to you by Meat Tent. Now a word from our sponsors.
I feel like your whole show should be sponsored by mushrooms.
the thing is that that tent that we took on that very adventure was just retired on the last trip that Joe and I just went on. So that tent like had a good like more than 20 year life.
Holy shit!
Awesome! Awesome!
Yep.
Good times. I can't wait till this is this coronavirus is over and we can all go camping again.
Yeah. I want to do all the fun things. Go back to the lake.
I want to go on the next old lady cruise.
Yes! Oh my god, that would be amazing. It can't just be me and Mandy passing out next to full cups of whiskey every night.
I'm just trying to imagine the look on Tiffany's face right now because I know how she feels about old lady cruises.
You know, I wouldn't mind, but it's just that first one wasn't just so bad.
I'm telling you, it's so different. Bad, but they're better. When you have a drink package, and like, is it actual cool drink?
Yeah, but I don't drink, Charlotte. I'm a bad drunk.
It's not just about the drink package. It's about the actual ship and the, like...
A lot of it has to do with the drink package.
Tiffany, we'll talk offline, okay?
Okay. All right. Do they have shuffleboard?
They do.
But let's give the old lady cruise a try. You know, I've never been on one. It seems like you guys have done your research and gotten the bad one I don't need to go on out of the way. Let's go on a good one.
Yeah, Alaska.
And then we'll have so many more
stories. I don't
want
to go to Alaska.
You don't? Good, I don't want to go there either, but I know Mandy likes that sort of stuff with whales and stuff.
We could go to Antarctica instead.
I want to go on a hot Caribbean one, a sunny one. I want to go on the sunny one before I don't get me wrong, I do want to see like the beautiful things in Alaska and everything like that, but I want my first cruise to be tropical.
That's fair.
Perfect. I love tropical.
We just did the one in Honduras and Belize, and that was fun, but maybe we could do like a Caribbean one, like get out of Miami and go down to like St. John and St. Thomas and stuff. I think that'd be awesome. Mm-hmm. Meat tent.
And cut. Fix it in post. Thanks for joining us, everyone. We'll see you next time. We've never done a minisode, and you guys get to be our first victims. Should we call it a minisode? Because my favorite murder calls it a minisode.
Oh, that's not what it's just technically called.
I don't know. Maybe.
What kind of celestial, something short, that, what's short and religious?
Nothing. Everything takes 3 hours.
What about a parable?
Parable? What's that?
Does that make sense? A parable? A
short story?
Like a parable is like a little life moral or a life lesson or...
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. I like it. Parable.
Parable.
Spook's parable.
A simple story used to illustrate a moral or spiritual lesson as told by Jesus in the Gospels.
Perfect.
Done. Sold. This week's parable brought to you by Meat Tent. Tiffany, take us out on a zinger.
Hey, ladies, I've got a joke for you.
Let's hear it.
How many Mormons does it take to screw in a light bulb?
How many?
10. 1 to screw in the light bulb, 4 to serve refreshments, and 5 to watch the kids.
Ew!
Ba-doom-boom.